Good evening and welcome to The Big Fight, a show that is young at 22, the oldest running TV debate news show on Indian news television. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. And today, in the context of what we are debating, I may also want to add the non-hate-for-profit media. We don't sell hate for profit. Haven't done that in many, many years. Won't do it. That has been our tagline as well. This debate, this issue has come up in different forums across the country over the past many years, in discussions, even in the courts, in governments, in institutions, where people are wondering, why is this happening and what is the mechanism that is required to be followed? Regulation? Well, the moment the government regulates the media, it will immediately be seen as an attempt to attack the freedom of speech and expression. We know how tricky this is. So self-regulation. Has self-regulation worked? How much has it worked? In some cases it has, but what about the other cases? Now the context to this conversation is what the Supreme Court has observed very recently, where they say that as far as TV is concerned or traditional media is concerned, there is still some form of regulation, they respond. But as far as YouTube is concerned or new digital media is concerned, there are communal overtones in the articles over there. Now if we take a step back and then assess, has news television really been regulated well? For instance, is there not hate on TV? Isn't the answer pretty obvious? So today on The Big Fight, this is The Big Fight on news media. Regulated versus unregulated, and I might also add versus self-regulated. Howsoever bad self-regulation may be, is it not the only way to go about? Fix the self-regulation, but it has to be self-regulated. And more importantly, and that's the question right here, who controls the communal overtones in the media? The media itself or some secret power playing Punch and Judy politics? I would like to welcome our guest this evening, Abhinandan Sikri. He's the co-founder of NewsLaundry.com. Dr. S.Y. Qureshi, former Chief Election Commissioner. In this debate, he's a proud associate of the NBSA. Thank you very much, Dr. Qureshi, for joining us. We also have Naveen Kumar, founder of Article 19 India. Naveen has worked extensively with the news television for many decades and then has gone to YouTube to launch a very successful YouTube channel called Article 19 India. Apar Gupta, lawyer as well as executive director of Internet Freedom Foundation, very suited to this discussion, to this debate. We also have Ms. Lalita Kumaramangalam, director of the India Foundation and member of the BJP. Shantanu Gupta is a political analyst. Thank you very much, Shantanu, for joining us. And in just a short moment, we'll have Mr. PKD Nambiar also joining us in just a short moment. The format of this show, since we have so many voices to cover, is that each one of you gets 1 minute of time to make your opening comments. So, Mr. Abhinandan Sikri, we'll begin with you. Your time starts now.
Sanket, regulation by itself is not a problem. But what does regulation mean and what is the purpose of regulation? The purpose of regulation is A, to have a framework which gives the consumer a better product so the consumer is not conned or, you know, fooled and given a shoddy service or a product. Has regulation done that the way the government defines regulation? And it is supposed to also make the ecosystem of the industry more robust. So you can have a healthier ecosystem with more and more companies coming in, competing, and creating an environment where the better product prevails. Right now, the assumption is that regulation is in good faith. And also the assumption is that there is no regulation for digital media. Both these assumptions, in my view, are wrong. I will elaborate, and I can demonstrate through specific utterances of the government and those who've spoken on the government's behalf, that when they say regulation, it is not for the two reasons that I had said. It is so that they have an ankush over the media that they want to control, not regulate. And therefore, if it is not in good faith,
okay,
then, you know, it doesn't really serve the purpose.
Yeah, Abhinandan, I'm going to come back to you. You can elaborate a little later, just giving 1 minute of time to everyone for their opening comments. So we'll keep the suspense going and we'll love to know from you when you elaborate. Dr. S.Y. Qureshi, your opening comment.
I think the Supreme Court has done a great service to the nation by flagging this issue. Some people say belatedly, but better late than never. We are now talking about it. We are discussing it. There is no question that there should be some kind of a regulation for all media. We have self-regulation in the form of NBSA for TV channels and Press Council for the print media. Similarly, we need to have some kind of a regulator for social media. The government did try to control it recently and had some success after great reluctance from Twitter and others. But I think they have to fall in line. And with when Supreme Court also comes into the picture, I'm sure some kind of a mechanism will be evolved. And finally, I would like to say that this is one subject on which there should be no big fight, not even a small fight. We should be united in fighting against the hate speech and fake news and hate news.
Well,
let us see whether that is the case today.
You know, Dr. Qureshi, the big fight is against hate news. So obviously, there is no big fight among all the panelists. I hope there is not. Apar Gupta, I want to come to you now. Your comments.
The government has recently made the IT rules in February. The IT rules by themselves empower the Ministry of Information Broadcasting above a self-regulatory body to also exercise censorial powers. Hence, it's not correct to say that digital media or online platforms are unregulated, and even this form of regulation which is being done directly through an executive body rather than through a regulatory body. And this will again demonstrate the same kind of deficiencies which we've seen with television broadcast, because the structure for regulation, even with television broadcast, even though they have self-regulatory mechanisms, is again under the Ministry of Information Broadcasting under the Cable Television's Regulations Act. So with that, I would say that we need a co-regulatory mechanism as well as an independent body to enforce these rules rather directly through ministerial supervision.
Okay. Ms. Lalita Kumaramangalam.
Yeah, good evening. I quite agree with what Dr. Qureshi said, that it is time that, especially in India, social media has some sort of regulation. We all saw that the whole brouhaha with Twitter, etc. I think we've also forgotten, and I'm not this time talking just about hate news. Social media can be quite dangerous to well beyond politics and hate news, etc. And I think you all will remember that blue whale thing. It may be quite irrelevant for today's discussion, but the fact is that social media does not consist only of news and views about politics and elections and political values, etc., etc. It's also a lot of other content it has. So I think the Supreme Court is right in flagging this issue. With regard to IT rules, it's sort of damned if you do, damned if you don't. We can always have, I agree in part with the gentleman who spoke just before me, Aparji, that yes, perhaps we need an independent body. But then we have a lot of independent bodies which are perennially being called out for being controlled by the government also. So I think what we need to do is everybody concerned, sure, all the parties need to sit down and have,
okay,
as we are doing tonight, a non-confrontational agreement that,
yeah,
we agree
well, let's,
and agree that there must be some form of
regulation. Let's just hope you're not speaking too soon. There's still plenty of time. Let's hope it is non-confrontational. Naveen Kumar, your opening comments.
Sanket, Supreme Court ne ek kaam bahut achha kiya hai, aur wo ye hai ki at least social media ko media mana hai. Lekin yahan se mera ek sawal ye hai ki agar कोई सोशल मीडिया जैसी चीज है तो क्या कोई एंटी सोशल मीडिया जैसी चीज है? मैं तो कहता हूं कि देर सवेर हर एक मीडिया को सोशल ही होना पड़ेगा, वो चाहे अखबार हो, वो चाहे टेलीविजन हो, वो चाहे डिजिटल हो, बिना सोशल मीडिया हुए गुजारा नहीं है. लेकिन सवाल यह है कि ब्लैंकेट तौर पर आप ऐसे कैसे कह सकते हैं कि सोशल मीडिया पर कर्ब करने की जरूरत है, या उसकी जो पूरी ओपिनियन है वो बायस्ड है या क्रिमिनल है, जबकि हम टेलीविजन चैनल्स को देख रहे हैं, हम अखबारों को देख रहे हैं. और आप किस कंट्रोल की बात कर रहे हैं? क्या आप प्रेस काउंसिल के कंट्रोल की बात कर रहे हैं? क्या आप एडिटर्स गिल्ड के कंट्रोल की बात कर रहे हैं, क्या आप ब्रॉडकास्ट एडिटर्स एसोसिएशन के कंट्रोल की बात कर रहे हैं, और इन कंट्रोल से क्या हो गया है, क्या सुदर्शन जैसे चैनल ऑपरेट नहीं कर रहे हैं, क्या बाकी चैनल ऑपरेट नहीं कर रहे हैं और वो हेट न्यूज नहीं फैला रहे हैं, क्या अखबार नहीं फैला रहे हैं। तो जब सवाल है कि जब ये सारी चीजें हो रही हैं पूरे कंट्रोल के साथ,
हाँ।
तो केवल सोशल मीडिया को लेकर ऑब्जेक्शन।
ओके ओके, इंटरेस्टिंग। मिस्टर शांतनु गुप्ता, योर कॉमेंट्स प्लीज।
Sanket, I look at that little differently.
Sure.
I think we all acknowledge the fact that social media has surely democratized the information flow, and the news, right? Earlier, it was a monopoly of few TV channels and few newspapers, and they were governing what people will be reading, what people will be viewing. But now there are so many of them. And it's not that newspapers and TV channels were just speaking the holy truth. At 9 o'clock, what NDTV has showing is their part of truth, and what Vyond or other channels is showing is their part of truth, right? So social media, yeah, they're earlier they were 20 star journalists, now they are 2 lakh star journalists, right? And because it's too big now, I'm sure you all are governed by INBN rules, and social media should also have some rules. But again, considering that TV channels and newspapers, oh wow, they are holier than thou, and only social media is creating the ruckus, that's also, I think, a false device.
Okay. Okay. I thought today you mentioned channels, but the point is today we were talking about social media. Anyway, Abhinandan Sikri, I want to start with you now once these opening comments are over. See, the point is that the debate almost always will revolve around the intent. And then there will be questions, what is the intent behind getting in a law? You want to regulate, you want to control, you know, as a general proposition, or do you want to regulate and control those who are speaking against you? Or, control a narrative which may go against you?
That is the key issue. So Sanket, one thing I welcome Ms. Kumar Mangalam's view that everyone should sit around and come up with a framework for regulation, and no one is against that. But News Laundry is also one of the founding members of DigiPub, which is the largest organization that represents digital media organizations in the country, news media organizations in the country. We have approximately 70 members, which is larger than any other digital news media organization by a factor of like triple, of quadruple. But we have written two letters, asking the INB ministry for a consultation before these IT rules came out. Even after they came out, we haven't even been given the courtesy of a reply, of a response. And there was that we should have a consultation. So that is one. So I do hope the INB ministry takes Ms. Kumar Mangalam's advice, because I think that will be extremely useful. Because no one is against regulation. Now, the second thing is that by the IT rules that were, just proposed, and they were challenged in several courts around the country. And in fact, LiveLaw got a favorable order in Kerala, and Mrs. Jaisingh has got a favorable order in Bombay High Court, where there's been a stay on it. What the government does is it throws everyone in the basket. And also, I think that is an error often in discussions like this we make.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter and Facebook is not Scroll, News Minute, News Laundry. That it's not the same, because the social media giants have stated that we are not media platforms. We are tech platforms. We are saying we are media platforms. We are responsible for what we put out.
No, do you agree with what Naveen's assessment was, that at least you admitted that there exists a new form of media, a digital media, a social media? Did you not give acknowledgement?
Of course, it's a given. But what I'm saying is that we need to separate platforms that take responsibility for the editor. The ndtv.com is just another pipeline for you to put out your content, but there are editorial filters that go in.
Oh, absolutely.
So anything. So I have been challenged in court. Like, I have been sued by the Times Group for speaking the truth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They have taken us to court. There are rules that if we do something wrong, we can be challenged, whether the government does it. Now, I'll just give you a simple example. When I talk about good faith, I could go on this aspect.
Sure.
Where we need to separate news platforms from social media giants. I agree that they have no editorial filters. We could be pale though. We are not that. We have editorial filters. Anything goes on, we are responsible. We are culpable. We can be challenged. And on a technicality, I'll just quickly, if you just need like 40 seconds more.
Sure.
This is the Sudarshan case that went to the Supreme Court. where I think unarguably everyone can at least agree that Sudarshan spreads the vilest kind of hate news. Okay, mm-hmm. It is hate speech by any standards. Now, when this case was being argued in court, and this is what the Solicitor General said on the behalf of the Government of India, Mr. Tushar Mehta, when this, now the Supreme Court is hearing the case against Sudarshan TV, but what does the center say? That yes, there is regulation there. What about digital? Digital is not a part of this case. Na lena na dena. Hmm. The case is against a broadcaster who has clearly done something very, very vile. Hmm. But no, the center's counsel in the Supreme Court is saying, huh, they are regulated. Let's talk about digital, where digital is not a party in the case. Hmm. This tells you about whether the rules and regulations are in good faith or not.
Ah, okay.
So you see, the yeah. point is that hmm. when you have, and if you just go to the IMB Ministry website, and the last time I was in your debate, I actually opened that. See who are the people who've been blacked out by the IMB Ministry. NDTV for airing a documentary film. Comedy Central. You just see the list of people who have actually been punished or given orders for a banning for a period of time by the IMB Ministry. See if there's any of the hate news. So I don't think anybody is fooled that regulation to make a healthier ecosystem is the intent. The intent is control. Because there is...
Okay, so, yeah. Mr. Sikri, while I get your point, see, this is not just about an NDTV or any other. We're talking about, you know, a situation where the intended purpose is delivered. Lalita Kumara Mangalam, would you like to respond? I mean, the point that Abhinandan Sikri tried to make was that it's the intent on the basis of the previous action which is being questioned over here. Nobody is saying you don't need regulation, but in what form and how exactly will it be used?
At least respond to a letter.
Has the right to question. I'm sorry, I don't work for the IT ministry, so I can't comment on your letter. I've made my opinion very clear. But everybody has the right to question and to doubt. But this is exactly what I'm trying to say, that perhaps if we get together, all this sort of, to and fro criticisms and to and fro lack of trust in each other could perhaps be worked out. And I use the word perhaps very carefully. Currently, as we all know, media and non-media people, especially politicians, seem to live in a sort of constant state of antagonism with each other, which is very unfortunate. Because when I was spokesperson of the BJP, I used to hear the Congress and the press constantly at odds with each other, and we were not then in Parliament except for a few months in 2014. But now it's the other way around. It's the BJP and the press which seems to be always at conflict. Now, the fact is that many of us who have not worked for the press, perhaps, but who hold fairly rational views, at least I think I do, think that some of the freedom that is demanded by the press sometimes can be a little extreme. Freedom of speech is fine, but on more than one occasion, and I'm not blaming any particular TV channel or newspaper or anybody, I'm not trying to pinpoint blame on any particular slant of reporting, etc. All I'm saying is that often the expression freedom of expression or freedom of speech is being used to promote hate speech. My idea of hate speech may differ from somebody else's, but you see, that's just the point. That unless we have some sort of composite agreement on what can be called freedom of speech, or what can be covered by
no,
the
while I agree with you, Lalita ji, but the point is, don't you have existing laws in this country?
You may have a different view of it than I have.
Ms. Kumara Mangalam, don't you? Don't we, Dr. S.Y. Qureshi? I want to come to you now. You know, in a previous debate, you were making this point. At this moment, say for instance, right now, you have a website or a platform which is very openly spreading what can be qualified as hate speech. Don't we already have enough provisions in the Indian law to take action against such publications?
Yes,
regulation
indeed.
Or no regulation?
Absolutely. Indian Penal Code has enough provisions to take action. Just one section, 153, is enough to take action against all kind of hate speech by anyone, including the social media. So we should use that. And who will use it? The government. So whether they are vigilant or not, or whether they sincere about it, that is the question.
And you know, a larger question also, Naveen Kumar, I want to come to you now. you know, has self-regulation been able to end hate on TV? I think everybody knows the answer. But this is a counterproductive argument also, because then when you say this, then the government can always turn around and say, see, self-regulation failed. And thus could also build a case of, you know, it regulating.
ये रेगुलेशन का सवाल संकेत कोई नया नहीं है. जब से मीडिया है तब से रेगुलेशन का सवाल है, और जब भी कोई मीडियम पावरफुल हो जाता है तो उसको रेगुलेट करने की बात होती है. और मैं कहता हूं कि जब मीडिया मीडियोकर्स की कठपुतली में तब्दील होता है तो आप मीडियम पर अटैक करते हैं. तो आपको ये फर्क करना पड़ेगा कि आप मीडियम पर अटैक कर रहे हैं कि मीडिया पर अटैक कर रहे हैं या मीडिया पर्सन पर अटैक कर रहे हैं. हमारी एक प्री कंडीशनिंग है कि बड़ी चीजें बड़ी अच्छी होती हैं. अगर बड़े दफ्तर हैं, बड़ा स्टूडियो है, बड़ी चीजें हैं, बड़ा कैमरा है, तो वो ठीक होगा और उसी आधार पर सब चीजें चलती हैं. लेकिन सवाल है कि जो आप कह रहे हैं उसमें इंडिविजुअल कोशिशों का क्या होगा. सोशल मीडिया आम आदमी के हाथ में आया हुआ मीडिया है. आप झुमरी तिलैया में बैठकर अपने गांव का एक कोई चैनल चला रहे हैं और वो अपनी बातें पहुंचा रहा है, आप उसको कैसे रोक सकते हैं. आप उल्लू टीवी जैसा आजमगढ़ से चलने वाला एक चैनल अगर चल रहा है और उसको लाखों लोग देख रहे हैं तो आपको उसको एक्नॉलेज तो करना ही पड़ेगा. तो सवाल ये नहीं है कि उसका रेगुलेशन होना चाहिए, सवाल ये है कि कौन रेगुलेट करे उसको. मास रेगुलेट करे जिसका वो मीडियम है, क्या कोई पॉलिटिकल पार्टी रेगुलेट करे, क्या कोई सरकार रेगुलेट करे, क्या जुडिशरी रेगुलेट करे, या कोई इंडिपेंडेंट बॉडी रेगुलेट करे. और अगर रेगुलेट करे तो उसका लेवल क्या हो, वो कहां तक जाए. तो जो कहते थे कि हजारों फूलों को खिलने दो, तो मीडिया मुझे लगता है कि ये जनता के विवेक पर छोड़ा जाना चाहिए कि उसको जो पसंद आएगा वो देखेगा, जो नहीं पसंद आएगा उसको फिल्टर करके छोड़ देगा.
एंड यू आल्सो एडमिट दैट देयर आर इनफ लॉज एंड इनफ प्रोविजंस ऑलरेडी एग्जिस्टिंग दैट यू कैन टेक एक्शन इफ देयर इज हेट न्यूज़.
हम उसको फिल्टर करने में नाकाम रहे हैं. आप टेलीविजन देख लीजिए, आप प्रिंट देख लीजिए, आप अदर फॉर्म्स ऑफ मीडियम देख लीजिए, क्या हेट न्यूज को हम फिल्टर कर पाए किसी कानून से, किसी रेगुलेशन से, किसी और चीज से. आपने क्या किया, अल्टीमेटली आपको उसके विवेक पर छोड़ दिया. तो सोशल मीडिया का भी मैं बिल्कुल अभिनंदन की राय से इत्तेफाक रखता हूं कि ये तो उसके विवेक पर छोड़ना ही होगा. और आप टेक प्लेटफॉर्म को मीडिया नहीं कह सकते. मीडिया न्यूज लॉन्ड्री है, मीडिया आर्टिकल 19 है, मीडिया एनडीटीवी है, लेकिन फेसबुक मीडिया नहीं है, यूट्यूब मीडिया नहीं है, ट्विटर मीडिया नहीं है. इस फर्क को तो आपको बहुत माइन्यूटली बताना ही पड़ेगा. इसके अलावा कोई रास्ता नहीं है.
ओके, अपार, आई वांट टू कम बैक टू यू नाउ. यू नो दिस होल पॉइंट दैट इज मेड दैट इंटरनेट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू रेगुलेट, एनीवन कैन डू एनीथिंग, एज मिस्टर गुप्ता वाज जस्ट सेइंग दैट नाउ anyone has the power to be a journalist. So with so many people, it's very important that, and in a previous debate I was being told the right information, for instance in the context of COVID, now anyone can switch on a camera and say and give out any information about COVID which may or may not be right. So in that case, this freewheeling ocean of information called the internet, do you think that there are global experiments also from which India can draw on how to fix this?
Yes, the global experiments are essentially about respecting free speech and investing in public broadcast systems. The other thing which I just like to indicate is that our existing systems of cable television news regulation are what are being adopted with respect to internet regulation. And this is problematic for two instances. Number one, the present system is broken. It doesn't fix anything. I would just like to say the writ petition which has led to these comments from the bench is with respect to communalization of the Tablighi Jamaat incident in New Delhi and the failure of the government to act under the Cable Television Regulation Act, the uplinking and downlinking licenses, to revoke the licenses, issue show cause notices or impose proportional penalties. Has it done it? No. Who gets drawn into this debate is the News Broadcasters Association, which at best as a self-regulatory body can impose a fine. And we've known past instances of channels in fact walking out of the News Broadcasters Association and starting their own associations because they felt that they were disrespected or they were not, their ego was
many would hurt. Say this is their right, but
now, they got this same model is being ported to online platforms and it cannot be done because you may have news laundry, you may have Scroll, Quint, which do systematic news activity for which they need to incorporate, for which they need regulation. but they should not be brought directly under the hammer of the Ministry of Information Broadcasting, given we know how to do their work. And this is the system under the IT rules. And finally, I'd just like to state, while it's all well and good that we should sit down and have a nice policy-based conversation, I think this is about politics. Because I'm on the panel of the Editors Guild of India, and it's a non-partisan body. It sought meetings with the ministry and it's not been given that. And this is after the rules have been made, and it's only seeking to give inputs and views to reduce the rigors of this kind of oversight mechanism, which in which compliance will be impossible in any instance.
Very interesting. Shantanu Gupta, would you like to respond? I mean, as far as, see, most of these organizations that you named, Apar, there are many people, and they claim that it is their right. They have raised their doubt over how effective these organizations are. For instance, the Editors Guild of India. You know how it is widely questioned. You call it nonpartisan. But again, people have their right to have their opinion about organizations as well. That is fine. As long as you know whether this model of self-regulation is going to work or not. Do you think, Shantanu Gupta, that this is the future? You know, you can't look at a badly executed self-regulation as a reason for greater government regulation. Help fix Sanket, self-regulation.
Yeah, Sanket, first I will want to further what Naveen ji said. And he said ki jab bada camera hota hai, bada brand hota hai, to aisa lagta hai ki har kuch sach hai. Ki NDTV mein raat ko 9 baje big fight mein 6 log aayenge and they will say bad things about Sudarshan, lekin Sudarshan ka apna viewership hai. Sudarshan bahut sare log dekhte hain, there's a big fan following, unki bahut sari research hai which a lot of people love. So these six people, seven people will not decide.
No, one moment. Shantanu ji, I would like to, because you brought in NDTV twice, here's the thing. I and NDTV are accountable for what we say. Now you would say, Mr. Whoever who is the head of that channel, I'm not going to name anyone. Our guests are naming that channel. He is accountable for what he's saying because he's very popular.
I'm responding to the guests.
You know, the thing with news is, and that is the sad part, some people think that being popular is right. Right here, we feel that being right is right. There is a difference between
1.5 months back, Sanjay.
Mr. Gupta, there is a difference in between being right and being popular.
Allow me to speak.
Thank you.
Around 1.5 months back, we both came in a debate, in fact, twice in a day, when a lot of channels, including NDTV, said there is a meeting happened in Delhi about UP Yogi Adityanath. Mm-hmm. And later I found out the three people that you mentioned, Sanket, in the meeting were not even in Delhi. Mm-hmm. And so that was a fake news that NDTV was spreading. No. And you were kept on saying that was my source.
No, it was not. Because we can have this discussion as many times as you want. Mr. Gupta, you're making an attempt to personalize this. You will not be successful.
Example. Somebody is giving Sudarshan's example.
Gupta ji, you will not be successful.
What are we talking about? Because
NDTV's Akhilesh Sharma, who is an authority on Bharatiya Janata Party, confirmed this news. I repeated this 3 months ago I'm repeating this again. Now, if you have a point, please make it. Otherwise, I can move on.
3 days after.
Can we come back to the subject?
Prime Minister movement can be tracked and NDTV was spreading a fake news. So for someone, NDTV can be spreading a fake news. Someone, Sudarshan TV can be.
I really don't understand how you can equate a channel which still stands by its story. I am telling you the name of the reporter, and you are linking this to a man who is an open proponent of hate against religion. I mean, if you can equate the two, there is a serious problem, Mr. Gupta. Serious problem which we need to address. We are digressing. I need to come back. Miss Lalita Kumaramangalam. There is a serious problem and we need to address that instead of digressing. Miss Lalita Kumaramangalam. Yeah, I'll come to you, Mr. Sikri. Miss Lalita Kumaramangalam. See, the point is, you know, seriously, hate can wait in this country. Maybe if we live long, we could spread that some other time on some news channel in an ideal situation. Do you think that a lot of damage has been done already, whether it is state-sponsored or not, whether it is being done by individuals or not, whether this is for a political benefit or not. And by the way, let me also add, it is not just by a political party. There are other people on the other side of the religious spectrum also who are playing their politics and spreading it. It's very, very clear. Do you think that now is the best time since the court has taken so much interest in this, to have a situation where we strengthen self-regulation. I can't think of a better option. Can you suggest some?
Sanket, I have said that politics often draws attention away from any cause. Repeatedly, when I've spoken about population and women, when I'm talking about the economic, anything to do with women and children, when I've talked about how rape cases, unfortunately, reporting is, according to me, well below par, I have constantly said that politics should be kept out of such issues, because every time political overtones or a color is given to this, the cause ultimately ends up being shoved into the dustbin. And all we do is fight about right wing, left wing, this wing, that wing, tu, meh, I'm bad, you're good, you're whatever, and all of this. So I agree when you say that it is time that we put our own personal grievances or our likes and dislikes aside. I understand that both sides have got enough, for want of a better word, ammunition against the other. But if we are to make a success of what the Supreme Court has flagged today, whether we agree with them or not, we have to put aside our political differences of opinion, ideologies, etc., and see something out. Of course it's difficult. I never said it's going to be easy. It's probably more difficult than anything else, because I've never found it happening so far in all these years. But at least an effort should be made by all those concerned.
Everybody
has got their angst against each other. I may feel you're wrong, you may feel I'm wrong. That's perfectly okay. But that is not where the discussion should stop. We can't just let that get in the way of coming to some sort of workable solution.
No, I'm telling you, there are even in the media, and this is an open secret. Dr. Qureshi knows this, Apar knows this, Naveen knows this, and Mr. Sikri also knows this. There are open and clear ecosystems.
Yes,
and it is so painfully hard right now. You will be called balanced Jeevi, balanced Vadi, and God knows what all. But it's okay.
Yeah,
bring in the barbs. The point is, to do normal journalism as we learnt it, Abhinandan Sikri, has become a crime because of ecosystem bazi.
Yeah, see, the thing is that if you're in this, if you can't, you know, take a punch, then you shouldn't get in the ring. So
absolutely, I agree.
That's a given.
That's okay.
So I think that is a given. I personally don't like to discuss that. It's inevitable. Also, while I think what Ms. Kumar Mangalam said is, you know, it's a sensible thing, but it's also kind of inevitable, because when the power is so disproportionately in favor of the government, which is a political party, so there is inevitably going to be politics and policy. I mean, to assume that policy will not have politics in it is a misreading of political history anywhere in the world. I mean, show me one country anywhere in the world, or state, or a Gram Sabha, where politics does not dictate policy. So let's not try to change the inevitable, because if you try to change the inevitable, it kind of distracts from what you can change. Now, since we are talking about court and who's popular, who's not popular, I mean, let's talk about policy here. I mean, that has got nothing to do with anything. Now, I'll just, since we are talking about, you know, Honorable Court, this is what the Kerala High Court had said on March 10. It restrained the center for taking coercive action against live law, and they called the IT rules arbitrary, and they came down very heavily on the IT rules. You should read that judgment. It talks about a chilling effect. Now, that was also the High Court that said this. And what the High Court said was, now, I'll give you a simple example. If you have to make policy, let's make a policy that is sensible. The IT rules that right now there's a stay on, they say that they also include defamation in it. Do you know that? That means some dude online suddenly can complain to this interministerial panel that this is defamatory. There is a forum for that, which is the Courts of India. I have been taken to court by one of the largest media organizations in the country. So suppose someone goes through this interministerial panel. So are a bunch of bureaucrats going to overrule a law, a ruling that the court may do? I mean, I have pointed out these, you know, we did have a meeting, and this was pointed out to someone at a joint secretary level. And clearly, there was no answer, because clearly these have been framed in a hurry for control, not for regulation. I repeat,
there's been no consultation.
And we have to remember, regulation is a means to make an ecosystem healthy. Digital India can only be a reality when digital media has a sensible policy regulatory framework where people want to come in. Like, you know, we hire, like, you know, a few dozen people. Others hire a few dozen people. thousand such companies can hire a few dozen people, but no one wants to set it up because regulation is all over the place. So we should not only look at regulation, sarkar should not only regulation, chalo control karo. Look at regulation as something that can make an ecosystem grow. But unfortunately, that is not how regulation is seen by any government.
And feel that the attempt that has been made to regulate right now is not in that direction.
It is not regulation they want. They want control.
Control. Okay. Regulation versus control.
And I can point out, you know, line by line, what is inconsistent, and it is also not viable. You cannot have a bunch of bureaucrats overrule a court of law. Has this not been thought through? Did no one sit and say, you know, this wouldn't work?
Dr. Qureshi, I want to come to you now. Do you think that this regulation process or the manner in which we should go about should have been thought through? Or should be thought through even now and get the stakeholders on board?
Yes. You know, the 8 years ago when for the first time Election Commission talked of some regulation, everybody pounced on the Election Commission. And that was the time when I took a stand that social media is also media. So whatever laws and rules, regulations apply to many media must also apply to social media. The argument given was that, you know, it is very difficult to catch. Now, difficulty of catching defaulters does not absolve them of the offense. It is difficult to catch a robber. It is difficult to catch a rapist. But that doesn't mean we ignore it. We have to first declare it as illegal and think of the regulatory action. Secondly, I would say since I was a member of NBSA for 7 years, I thought this accidentally, this a very new, unique model got evolved. NBA, it is a creation of NBA, National News Broadcasters Association. Therefore, it is self-regulation. And the fact that Justice J.S. Verma, who was the first chairman, insisted that nobody will interfere. And I have seen for 7 years, NBA did not even try to interfere. Once or twice, there was a hint and even I pounced on them. I said, if you are going to tell us how to give our judgment, we are packing up and going. And they immediately backed off. So NBSA is a great model of self-regulation that needs to be strengthened. Although somebody said that despite NBSA, the TV channels are still spreading hate, which is also true, which means NBSA needs a little bit of hand-holding, maybe by the court, maybe by the government to make it stronger and more powerful.
So you feel that these self-regulatory bodies should be made more powerful. I think that's an important suggestion. Let's see if that happens or not, because that will raise a whole new set of complications. Naveen Kumar, I want to come to you now. So on the Coup app, we ask certain questions of our viewers. And one of the viewers, Vaidehi Khandelwal, has asked this question. She says, in a nation as diverse as India, it's important to regulate the news that's being put out there. Is there any way that news can be filtered while keeping moral grounds in mind? Now, how do you respond to this, Naveen?
संकेत अगर आप मोरालिटी की बात करेंगे तो सवाल है कि मोरालिटी किसकी फिर ये तय होगा तो जो ताकतवर होगा मोरालिटी उसकी चलेगी और सारी समस्या ही यहीं से खड़ी होती है कि मोरालिटी हमेशा ताकतवर की चलती है और यही समस्या डिजिटल मीडिया या आप कहें सोशल मीडिया को लेकर खड़ी की जा रही है क्योंकि उसको कंट्रोल करना मुश्किल क्यों है उसको कंट्रोल करना मुश्किल इसलिए है कि वो बड़ी छोटी पूंजी में चल जाता है वो बहुत साधारण लोग भी चला लेते हैं उसको सरकार से कोई बड़ा सपोर्ट नहीं मिलता है उसको कोई पॉलिटिकल सिस्टम नहीं चलाता है तो जब आप करोड़ों रुपए का विज्ञापन लेंगे तो आपको कंट्रोल करना भी बहुत आसान होगा अगर आप 3,000 रुपए में कोई यूट्यूब चैनल चला रहे हैं तो आप उसके माइंड को कंट्रोल नहीं कर पाएंगे तो सारी समस्या यही है कि जो शुरू में मैंने कहा था कि ये रियली मास मीडिया है क्योंकि ये पहला कम्युनिकेशन मीडिया में जो टू वे है मैं जो कह रहा हूं आप मुझसे सवाल पूछ रहे हैं और मैं जवाब दे रहा हूं और ये दिन भर चलता रहता है सोशल मीडिया पर आपने पोस्ट लिखी है या कोई खबर डाली है कोई यूट्यूब पर वीडियो डाला है तो आपको उसका जवाब भी देना पड़ेगा तो जवाबदेही हर मिनट में तय हो रही है समस्या वहां है कि जब बड़ी पूंजी के जब डायग्राम्स बनेंगे मीडिया के तो उसको कंट्रोल करना आसान होता है उसको कंट्रोल कौन करता है सवाल तो ये है ना कि उसको कंट्रोल कोई साधारण आदमी नहीं कर रहा कि आज क्या कहती है जनता जनता ये कहती है कि मीडिया खराब है वो ये नहीं कहती है कि एनडीटीवी खराब है वो ये नहीं कहती कि फला ऑर्गेनाइजेशन खराब है मीडिया मतलब ये ब्लैंकेट चीज है इस मिथ को तोड़ने के लिए सोशल मीडिया के लोग सामने आते हैं वो छोटे छोटे संसाधनों के साथ सामने आते हैं और वो आप एक बात बताइए कि क्या दिल्ली रॉयट में जो हुआ जो पूरे टेलीविजन का कैंपेन था उसको बर्स्ट किया कि नहीं सोशल मीडिया ने? आप मुझे बताइए कि सीएनआरसी के पूरे मूवमेंट को जिस तरीके से मुसलमान विरोधी आंदोलन में बदल दिया गया, जिस तरीके से कम्युनल और हेटेड टेलीविजन के पर्दे पर बैठ के फैलाया गया, उसको किसने बस्ट किया? उसको सोशल मीडिया ने कहा। आप बताइए कि इसी दिल्ली में बैठकर कपिल मिश्रा नाम का आदमी चौराहे पर डीसीपी को धमकी देता है और टेलीविजन उसको नहीं चलाता और पूरा सोशल मीडिया कहता है कि इस आदमी को जेल में होना चाहिए, इतनी बड़ी डिमांड उठती है और पुलिस कोई काम नहीं करती, किस कानून के तहत उसको बचाया जा रहा है? उसको आप सिक्योरिटी देते हैं? जब जर्नलिस्ट को वाई प्लस जेड प्लस एक्स प्लस सिक्योरिटी देनी पड़ेगी तो मानना पड़ेगा कि वो आदमी जर्नलिज्म के लिए खतरा हो गया है। किसी जर्नलिस्ट को डरने की जरूरत नहीं है लोगों के बीच में जाने के लिए, लोगों से भागता हुआ मीडिया। आप बताइए, तीन पत्रकार यहाँ जामिया मिलिया में शाहीन बाग में जाकर बाउंड्री पर खड़े होकर एक दूसरे से चैट करते हैं, उनकी हिम्मत नहीं हुई कि वो लोगों के बीच चले जाएं। ये सोशल मीडिया की। और आखिरी बात जो मैं कहना चाहता हूँ वो ये कि पहली बार पूरे फार्मर्स मूवमेंट में आप देख लीजिए, कोई टेलीविजन का चैनल फार्मर्स मूवमेंट को कवर करने वाला नहीं था। ये सोशल मीडिया की ताकत थी जिसने इस देश के हर मोबाइल फोन पर पहुंचा
दिया। ललिता जी वांट्स टू कमेंट।
आप टेलीविजन चैनल के भरोसे?
वन मोमेंट ललिता जी, आई विल गिव यू अ राइट टू रिप्लाई।
पहली बार फार्मर्स ने
कहा। ललिता कुमारा मंगलम प्लीज, एक सेकंड नवीन जी। हाँ ललिता जी,
कम ऑन, यू नो आई वेरी रेयरली इंटरप्ट अदर्स, बट इफ यू आर गोइंग टू अलाउ वन पर्सन टू हैव अ डायट्रैब अगेंस्ट one particular party, yeah, then I think even NDTV is politicizing.
No, absolutely not. Which is why, one moment, Ms. Kumara Mangalam.
It's very easy for me to become political, Sanket, please remember that.
Ms. Kumara Mangalam, you know, that is why, here is your right to reply. You know, on this show, there is always this concept of a right to reply. So many times.
Sure, then let me reply.
Yeah.
The fact is that there are two very opposing political thoughts in this country. Let's be blunt. You want me to be blunt? I will be extremely blunt, and you know that I can be that. If one person says that one side is totally wrong, it's equally right for the other side to say that the person who said everything is wrong is absolutely wrong. I can point out several issues in both the farmers' agitation and the Delhi riots and any other incident that this gentleman may choose to bring up, and point out that there have been many, many wrong reporting that has been done. Slanted news is nothing new in this country. Perhaps this is what the Supreme Court was actually talking about, that there is too much of it from both sides. It's not a one-sided fight. If there is a fight, no fight can be actually one-sided. It has to be on both sides. Those who are so-called leftists, those who are so-called rightists. Who's right, who's wrong? I'm not here to say that. I'm right. I'm saying this again. Sure. That when we start this sort of diatribe in any conversation, the issue that this conversation is supposed to be about gets totally obvious.
Okay.
I agree with what Mr. Qureshi said, that every form of media, regardless, small, big, chota, bada, Goliath, dwarf, does make a difference. If they are to be self-regulated, then you have to accept that there will be differences, because one person's idea of right is some other person's idea
Fair
of
enough.
Wrong.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what is happening.
This. No, it's not. Both sides have to accept this. It's not that when I say it, it's wrong, and somebody else, the gentleman who was just talking before me, says it, it's all right. The fact is that there are differences. If we have to sort out these differences, both of us have to learn to agree to listen to the other without bringing our biases to the fore. And I make this very clear.
Okay.
Do not expect this only of the BJP or only of one side or only of the other side. Both sides have to put aside, at least temporarily, their disagreements, and there are disagreements.
Sure.
And both sides have the right to be disagreeing with each other also. I agree to that.
Navin, I'm going
to
come back to you in just a short moment.
But unless we do that, there's no point in having such discussions, even if it's on NDTV.
Sorry. Apar Gupta, I want to come to you now. Legally speaking, you know, the court has observed, it has made certain observations. What do you think, what according to you are the legal challenges that can come about as far as self-regulation is concerned? In fact, before I ask you this question, let's quickly take a look at this poll that we carried out on the Coup app. And we asked this question, can regulation end hate news, right? That's the basic point. So Indians on Coup feel that yes, but only self-regulation. 55% of the respondents on Coup said that yes, but only with self-regulation. And then 45% said that no, self-regulation does not help. Apar Gupta, in your wisdom, what really can happen?
So I don't think so. It's a binary choice. I think the NBSA example with Dr. Qureshi also cited is a positive example. I think we can draw learnings from that. However, I think where it lacks the proper recognition has been through an absence of the government officially recognizing it within the purview of a statute. The second is that this is called a co-regulatory mechanism where the industry, given that it has a vital interest in freedom of speech and expression, self-regulates itself. And the regulatory body which it establishes has powers which can be legally enforced. So this is how self-regulation works. The second is that you absolutely need to remove all ministerial power in individual decision-making of what is right and what is wrong. And I mean with respect to broadcast regulation. Of course, if there's hate speech, there are provisions under the Indian Penal Code and people can go and register FIRs and them for them they can get investigated as criminal cases. It's less than efficient. Finally, what I'd like to say is that as we look towards any kind of regulatory body, we may most easily agree on what is right and what is wrong. For instance, most of the panelists here will agree, and we started with unanimity, that hate speech is wrong, right? Where do we disagree is the enforcement process. Here, even if the government establishes a regulatory body,
very important,
how should we maintain its independence is through four simple words. One, a selection committee, which is not only headed by bureaucrats. Two, a qualification criteria, which involves people who are also independent in the true sense and form of the word. Three, the funding and the staffing of that organization is not dependent on ministerial discretion. And fourth, conflict of interest declarations are made regularly by the officers of that independent regulatory body.
Very interesting.
I'll stop here, but I think this is a lot to digest.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot to digest. And I think we'll need a separate debate on each of these four points. Very, very important points. Maybe you can discuss this with Dr. Qureshi also. And then let's hope that there is a better policy and better self-regulation. Because obviously, the moment there is government involvement, there is a problem. Thank you very much to all of you all for joining us. That's a wrap in this edition of The Big Fight. News continues on the other side. Good night. And good night.